I'm in my shed and it's another warm night. I can hear the fans in the background as my computer works 10 to the dozen as it uploads, downloads, transfers and processes all kinds of bits and bobs. It's still Audio Bloggers Month, hence me recording this right now, a piece of audio every day, and there are many people out there recording bits of audio every day this month. And if you search the hashtag AudioMo, then you'll find lots of people sharing moments in audio. But today I've mostly been blogging with pictures, life logging. And if you are not aware of life logging, Google a guy called Steve Mann, M-A-N-N, who is a pioneer in using all kinds of technology to kind of perpetually record and document what's going on. Now, whether we like it or not, just using the internet, we are life logging. As we know now, there are various agencies, both private and government connected, which will log and archive and document pretty much every key click and transaction and interaction and moment that we digitize. Doesn't mean we can't have some fun doing it ourselves, though. And one of the main reasons for me to experiment and play with devices that enable me to document what's going on is because I want to understand this more and I want to see the pros and cons of tools like this. So today I found myself in the offices of OMG Life. I think it's one of the most awesome names for a company, OMG Life. But it's not as cool and hip as you may think, or at least it's not planned to be that way. They were in fact Oxford Metrics Group for a while, and I think they're capitalising on the coolness of OMG now, and why not? I was there because I was invited to try out a camera I saw over a month ago for the first time and got to have a kind of close-up inspection and a play, but not to take one away. And that camera was the Autographer. If you go to autographer.com or you check out at Autographer on Twitter, you'll see loads more information about it. Very interesting little, quite lightweight device, a little bit bigger than a lighter, I suppose, and it's 5-megapixel camera, and it's technically an automatic camera. And in many ways, like we've seen Google Glass, everybody calling that a game changer on how information is going to be delivered to our faces, we wear this technology. I believe the Autographer is also a game changer, as the sensors and algorithms that are incorporated within this device choose moments when it believes an important capture can happen right there and then. It's got a 5-megapixel camera, as I say, and it's I think it's a backlit CMOS sensor. The shutter's triggered by a combination of things: GPS, direction, temperature, proximity, light levels, acceleration of the device itself. And wearing it today was really interesting because I was suddenly aware that I was effectively a walking CCTV camera, but not with the kind of full and in some ways quite scary amount of data that a CCTV camera catches, because I was capturing and snatching moments of time, no audio and no video as such. And it wasn't streaming anywhere unless, you know, I was to put it in my computer and then process and create content and repackage it as maybe an animated GIF. They've got some really interesting software that's able to do this. It was just staying on the device. I even turned GPS off because I thought I don't want to go all out right now. And it'd be pretty obvious as I walked through London that the photographs I was taking was of London. But I do like the control that you have over the device. I really like the mobile interface. I Bluetooth synced the device with my phone and I was able to occasionally open the app, connect to the device. That stops it recording. And check out the images I've got on there, drag one or two down, and then share those selectively. I was quite surprised as well at some of the moments that had been selected by the camera, because they were pretty good shots, pretty interesting moments, whether it be because of a certain expression I might have had while I was eating some noodles, or interactions I may have had with people. One particular person I met as I was walking through London had one of the GoPro HD Hero 3 strapped to his chest as he walked around documenting London. He didn't speak any English, he was speaking French, and we had a small exchange while I was asking why, and he says, why not? I just like documenting the world around me. And as I stood there with my camera clipped to my chest, and he had his camera strapped around his chest, and I was very aware that I didn't have to think too much about what I was documenting on mine. I just had to select and curate moments later on. I thought all we need now is somebody to walk up with a pair of Google glasses on, and the future is most definitely here. And as I walked away from him and I continued to candidly, covertly if you want, photograph people walking around London, there was this strange kind of feeling of power in a way. The only time the camera was actually recognised as a camera was when I'd taken it off and I'd put it on the table in front of me in a restaurant to kind of photograph me as I had a meal, and I was getting a lot of very nice attention from the staff in that particular noodle bar, and they did ask me as I was leaving, can you tell me what that camera is? And I explained, and when I explained, one of the guys was generally quite excited, going, wow. And I don't know whether or not he saw it as the tool that I do. I don't see it as this thing to steal people's privacy. Let's remember, I was using it in public places. I was walking around where everybody's identities are already being documented, and I think it's a good thing that we are aware more and more of the fact this is happening. Whether it be facial recognition, whether it be your heat signature, whether it be gait recognition, just the way you walk. Audio, video, every time you use an ATM and all the rest of your cash point machine, all that kind of information is logged. And so it's actually taking quite a small amount of information, and it's not the highest resolution camera at all. In fact, it's not as good as I would like it in low light, but this is version one of a very interesting little device, and I've only had it for this one day. And I've yet to actually extract more than a few stills. I was looking at some of the sequences, because when you plug the camera into the computer, you can create sequences and little movies, and it archives it really interestingly. I'm kind of interested in whether or not any of that data is logged, encrypted up in the cloud storage that you're offered, and I'm going to have to find out more about how secure the storage is that you are offered if you want to not store everything on your computer. But at the moment, the flexibility and the control is there for me to be happy that this tool will enable me to supplement a high-resolution stills camera or video camera or audio recorder as I wander around documenting life. Or if I find myself in an event and I want to capture moments from that event without thinking too much about how I'm doing it, because this very smart, intelligent device is doing that for me. So, quite exciting. But I could also see that this is the first tentative steps towards even smarter devices that may come out in 6 months or a year, maybe by OMG, maybe by other people following suit, that could do a lot more in the way of gathering data around you. And if that starts to include audio, then we're looking at a completely different thing. And I'm confident that, you know, OMG Life, in their development of this, are more than aware. And they've got a very interesting and a very honourable history in the way that, you know, this is just an evolution of an existing device which was developed to assist Alzheimer's sufferers. And who knows what they're going to be asked for next. I know that I'm going to be very much looking forward to even better camera technology, wider apertures, better low lights, because some of the images I captured today, I really quite liked. I liked the composition. And you may say, well, you didn't take them as a photographer, the camera took them as a photographer. There's a whole different argument there. I would really have liked them in, you know, a 10 megapixel, 16 megapixel, or I would be happy with an 8 megapixel if the pixels were the size of buckets and just absorbed all that lovely information in low light. So early days, yeah, it's early days for my experimentation, and this is the first version of a very interesting looking suite of devices as more cameras start adopting maybe some of the traits that this camera, the Autographer, has. Yeah, watch this space. I wander back over to my desk and you'll still hear the fans whirring away as all kinds of stuff is getting processed. And I'm sorry, little computer, but now that I'm wearing an automatic camera around my neck, you're going to be doing an awful lot more processing, I'm afraid.